Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTN and a couple other places, some apps and a whole bunch of stuff like that. Let us know. You can hit us up on our Facebook about where you're listening to us. That'd be helpful right now.
What to talk about?
I don't know. Here, what I'm going to say this before we get any further into the show. Spoiler alert.
What does that mean?
If you have not seen the Xfinity Wars...
Against Verizon and Sprint.
The Verizon, Comcast, Sprint, Xfinity Wars.
Spoiler alert.
Turn off this. Turn off. If you haven't seen Infinity Wars, or it's going to be ruined, and we don't give a damn.
You've had the grace period. If you haven't seen it yet, it's been a full weekend plus.
Yes.
You're not a true fan.
You're truly not a fan. I actually saw it today, like literally 3 hours ago.
That's fine.
But I like
man,
doing
you're
that.
Fresh. You're fresh.
Well, that's why I like
how are you,
it.
How are you conscious right now, man?
I have some anger.
I don't think I've blinked for like 2 hours and that. What is it, 40 minutes or something?
I have some anger. I have some.
All right. No,
astonishment?
Stop right there. One word. For the entire movie.
Shoot. Well, I'm trying to think of one.
All right, well, Phil had a whole bunch of them, so there's one word.
How can you do that to us? There's so many.
All you can say is one word. Good. Bad.
Awesome.
Phenomenal.
Awesome. Meh.
Groot.
What?
Meh.
Out. Get him out of here. Dispense with this man.
Joe Average. Go ahead, Joe Average.
Meh.
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 Which part? Like the like maybe 3 seconds into the credits?
Do you want me to hit you with my big gun right now?
Wow.
We're going to start on
I
a
thought
negative?
You'd be doing fist pump.
Yeah. I did too.
Thor was probably like all your favorite things were going on.
I thought so too. But then I had a few days to think about the movie.
So we got a contrast here. We got a few days and then
I like it fresh. I like
too.
It raw.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ODB said, ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, so, baby, I like it raw.
What did you like best about the action?
I like the overall, just the fact that they were able to pull it off. With everything they had to do with all the characters, they had the funny, they had the action, they had the heroic moments, they had the, explicative, like, they didn't.
Oh, my damns.
They didn't.
I
thought I was watching.
God moment with, you know, that's exactly what Captain America said at the end. Oh, God.
Just like, I thought I was watching Game of Thrones without the boobies and sex. So
let's
just
talk
like,
about the action for a moment.
Oh.
Okay.
Why are you interrupting people? This is how you get your mic muted, especially when you disagree.
You're going to start off with a huge negative after watching Xfinity Wars?
Wait. You've got to say your stuff, your 2 cents. I'm assuming you liked it.
Oh, I loved it. I think it's one of probably the still reeling from it, you know.
When did you see it?
I saw it opening evening, Thursday night.
Oh, I forgot. You're like an A-lister.
Well,
did you charge the theater you saw it in?
It's Fernando Panther.
This time I paid for it just to be goodly about it, yes.
Okay, all right.
Because I saw it with a friend, but whatever.
She's just a friend. You say she's just a friend. Oh, baby. Okay, go ahead.
Point is, like, I hate whether it's Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, whatever, just going on Facebook, just checking whatever, you know, messages. I have to stay off Facebook until it happened, you know, because I've made that mistake, whether it's an NFL game or, again, Walking Dead game, like, oh, why'd they kill it? No, ruined, you know.
So I send naked pictures to people that ruin things for me.
Of yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Right?
Stops that real
so
quick.
No. Well, yeah, Facebook, you can't, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can. Direct message, son.
Point being, I just didn't want to take that chance. I've actually known that.
So you liked it. Obviously, Warren didn't.
You know, he said meh.
Warren was disappointed.
Sock to the belly.
That's why I'm a meh.
Sock to the belly. Meh.
There was no right hook of justice for Warren.
There were tons of right hooks. There's so many right hooks they're asking
the
for lefts.
The movie had some in there. But
a few.
It had a few. There was some good stuff about the movie.
But to answer your question, I want to see it a second time, but I'm still reeling from
it. You're too cheap.
No, I haven't had time.
Okay.
But look, I have notes. I actually wrote notes.
Oh, my God.
Over.
He
yeah.
did bring notes.
This time.
All right.
So Phil's
turn.
Do
we want to get into me? I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But when I walk into these, I know I'm not seeing an Academy Award winning film.
It's not a forensics report.
Right.
Or history.
I'm seeing pure entertainment. I laughed, I cried, I fudged my undies.
Oh. When did you fudge it? Where's the fudge indie moment?
But that was one of my favorite albums.
Oh.
By Red Peters.
You're doing that deep pull thing. Oh,
I'm
again.
Sorry. Moving anyways, right along. So but I enjoyed
thanks,
it,
Warren.
And I paid attention to the people. You know, I go to my private matinee screenings on Tuesday afternoons, so it's like me and like 15 other people, which I like because you get people that are serious to see it. It's not like a bunch of kids who are talking and texting through it. And
this was different.
You hear reactions, and at the end of it, everybody was dead silent.
Yeah, just.
I mean, yeah, I looked around and people are sitting there with their mouths open.
My theater was packed. And it was dead quiet. And then as soon as the credits started rolling, people started talking. And you hear them. Oh, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe it.
Yeah. All right. So, Warren. Let's get rid of Warren's stuff so we can laugh at him.
Oh, I got two.
I mean, we probably have a couple shows into this.
I think this may be two shower.
Hey, I'll start with one of my big guns. So, Fernando and Phil, did you guys see the Star Wars movie with Jar Jar Binks?
Unfortunately.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
I can't
sure
recall exactly which
in.
One it was.
Episode 1, 2, 3.
The one where they had the big war.
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones, yes.
Oh, that one, okay.
So the attack on
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Wait a minute, we're jumping.
Looked exactly like...
Exactly like?
Exactly.
It pretty much was.
They had the big bubble shield.
It had its moments.
It had its big bubble shield. They were all fighting with it.
I'm gonna fight you on this one. Go ahead.
The Jar Jar Bink people had the little shields that had the little...
Watch it.
And then
watch
it. They pulled up just like the cloth they pulled
watch
up.
It, Warren.
Well, they had the shields that had
that's not what I'm talking about, but watch
I
it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, keep no, going, Warren.
I'm missing what you're talking about. Anyway, So the Jar Jar Binks people pulled up their shields. The Wakandans had their cloths that turned into shields.
There were a lot of similarities. I'll give them that.
I'm glad to say his piece.
Did they steal the Star Wars? Because Disney owns them both now. So did they take the Disney stuff and just put a Wakanda cover on top of it?
There's more.
And then remember Tropic Thunder and the big fight scene at the beginning and when they had all the explosions going off? And
also with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. And you had War Machine flat through and drop off all the big bombs.
But you can also argue that's Apocalypse Now.
Or Braveheart.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Ben-Hur.
Braveheart never had napalm.
Good. They had Freedom.
Freedom! But
then Thor comes in and saves the day in exactly the same way he did in Ragnarok. Electrical Man.
Well,
he's Thor, God of Thunder.
Yeah, he's the big gun.
He's
Mr.
the big,
gun.
Big important new. God of Thunder now.
Nothing yeah, new. He's got the yeah, he's got Beta Ray's hammer
yeah,
with Groot's handle.
Yeah,
Groot's
he's
handle.
Got steampunk or whatever the hell that's called.
Storm Striker.
Storm Strike Back. Beer Guzzler. They should have made him
a
mug.
Here's the thing. If you're going to compare it to... don't get me wrong, I agree with you on certain aspects. Absolutely, there's some parallels or echoes of Episode 1. But this had things from like from Banner being in the... just a dozen things. Banner being in the suit and the different tricks he had with the hand exploding and people dying left and right and then the this and then the come. There was no Thor moment in Episode 1. It was just a bunch of Gungans. And
the action in this movie was... I was expecting more.
More action?
No, not more action.
Okay.
That's
called Transformers.
More better action?
More better.
But all we got was derivative of the other movies and similar movies.
It's like you're calling me a girlfriend
ugly.
I was
very disappointed in the action sequences.
Oh my gosh.
Up until now, all the action sequences have been cool. I mean, something new. Like, you know, just go back to Ragnarok, and the first time you saw the God of Thunder in the full thunder mode coming down to the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, he did exactly the same thing.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
That's what the Avengers is about. He did the same thing in the first Avengers where he light the bastards up, right? Remember Steve Rogers said, Thor, you got the lightning. Use it. Light the bastards up.
Same thing.
That's what he does.
He's like, the God of Thunder.
That's like Captain America. He keeps using that shield
sparkles.
To deflect things.
This is the Lord of Sparkles.
That's not
and
the point.
He used the shield to crush people.
Okay, wrong example. Spider-Man, he keeps using those webs. He keeps...
Why is Spider-Man using the webs?
He used webs in every single movie.
Had extra legs this time.
Robert Downey Jr., what did he have extra?
He had a boot that launched him into space. And different weapon systems.
Thor had a whole new hammer when he came down to lay the smack it down on Thanos' candy ass.
If you didn't know it was just created, you would never have known it was a different hammer.
Yes, you would have had a big spike on
it. You didn't see it.
And it was much bigger.
You didn't see it till he smashed it into Thanos.
Right, it's a sneak attack.
You know I'm right.
No, you're actually wrong on this one, Warren.
So hard, just
you can be more wrong. Warren, that's a 25-minute penalty.
Where's the corner? Give him the corner something.
Warren, go stand in the corner. Time out for you.
Dunce had something.
Lots of big moments.
But you know, I'm just one quick comment with, like you just said, lots of big moments. Even if, and I'm not conceding a moment of what Warren just said, even if he's right, there are so many grandiose moments in this freaking movie. It would, you let it go. You don't ask where the carrot came from when Bugs Bunny pulls it out. You're just like, okay, this is so good.
I will say I have one odd question.
Is it really a movie?
I want to say two things. One, my biggest complaint is, why is Scarlett Johansson still a blonde? Go back to the redhead.
She's still hiding, or she didn't have time to color it?
I don't know.
I agree.
Go back to the redhead. Grow it out. Go back to the redhead. Two, you go to fight aliens. Why are we going to a country where they settle things with spears?
With spear shot lasers.
Wait, they're in Wakanda because of, what was it?
I get it. They're in Wakanda because Bucky, Vision.
Yeah.
Black Panther's sister, all that jazz.
Yeah.
I get that. They got all this technology. They can't build a gun.
The spears shoot bolts of energy.
Yeah. Still, whatever. Give me a good blaster. Just
like, I can get over
it. Give me the Hadron. What is it? The Hadron blaster or whatever.
They shot bolts of energy just like Jar Jar Binks' people shot bolts of energy.
He's going back to it again. The well is dry, my friend.
We're going to have to mute your mic.
But here's the thing. Again, anything from... Come on. All right. I'm Mr. Positive Captain Positive here with... The cameos, Red Skull, Dinklage.
Why was Red Gamora? Skull? I'll tell you this. Dinklage, I thought as the dwarf, was great.
Oh,
and then
giant
when he was
dwarf.
A giant dwarf, that was even funnier.
Yeah, but so, the perspective was
a butt, another butt over here. What? What?
I don't think they pulled him off as
oh my God.
The CGI piece of it I thought was extremely weak.
I would totally bought it. I loved it.
I totally bought it.
I totally bought it. And
you went in there looking to hate.
You went in with a negative.
You went in there looking to hate.
Blown away, and I wasn't.
That you're like, this is like
the next one is going to blow me away though. It is set up perfectly. This little prequel, the movie
that's where I start getting the negatives. Like, okay, getting
this
snarky
is a
nerdy. There's some nerdy things that, like, oh, why didn't they do this? Like, why didn't use the time gem, Doctor Strange? We'll get to that in a minute. But I'm still not letting you go, Warren, on, like, saying this isn't, like, one of the awesomest
ever. He called this Jar Jar Binks.
This is not a Jar Jar Binks moment.
That's what he said. Punch him in the face.
This is the Revenge of the Clones. just done over.
No. Not even close.
Revenge of the Clones. It was Attack of the Clones. Quiet.
You're
that's
a clone.
That's a 5-minute penalty.
Timeout.
Go to timeout.
Okay, so as I was saying, anything from the cameos of the Red Skull to Dinklage to the Thor moment, which was awesome, to Gamora dying and like, oh, Loki, that was a ballsy move right from the get-go.
Right, killing Loki in the first couple minutes?
Like, no, he's dead. He's not. No, this is no trick. You like, okay,
because he's like, there will be no coming back this time.
Like, okay, you got the sense like they weren't messing around. This is not Loki coming back because he used some kind of ghost figure, some kind of trick. He's actually gone, and then the what's his name again
Heimdall.
Too? Yeah, then they took him. I was like, okay, that might be the biggest one. Boy, was I wrong? Because I'll just throw this out there right now. We've been over the last few episodes when we talk about this. I said we're putting bets down. For me, it was like it's Cap or Iron Man. Cap or Iron Man. Little did Fernando know that it would be everybody but them at the end of the day,
well,
practically.
Everybody but the original Avengers, pretty much.
I will say this.
Thor, right. Iron Man, Captain Hulk. America, and Hulk.
Ant-Man, but that's another story.
He wasn't there.
Yeah. No, after that whole big stink, no Hawkeye.
Yeah, I have a feeling because they're
House arrest.
Well, they've got that's just a something in the chamber they got from the next one. He's gonna be that grain of rice.
He's
gonna tip the scales as the weakest guy.
Scumbag.
he's not a scumbag.
Not better. Is Hulk. Hulk
was
a coward.
Yeah, because he got his butt handed to him by Thanos or whatever. No, I don't want to come out. What's up with that?
He's scared.
I think he just took the loss. Thanos handed it to him.
Beat the.
So now, here's a complaint I have.
Thanos is a fighter.
If Thanos handle Hulk so easily, why was Robert Downey Jr. even a challenge?
He really wasn't.
Right?
You think about it.
You know, I mean, like, none of, like, I could see Thor being somebody that can match with him, right? Thor, Hulk, pretty good fight.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of these guys, like, oh, Steve Rogers' hands holding me up? Well, shouldn't be.
I think Thanos might even been toying with him. I mean, we're getting to knickknacks maybe with that.
Okay, all right. But I
thought the biggest, I thought the coolest one was Mantis. That's a good matchup. All her power.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was well.
And Star-Lord blows the whole thing.
That was a great storyline. Great setup. Yeah. You saw it coming, you're like, wow,
especially
well done.
After he went after Dave Bautista.
He sacrificed half the universe for Tinker Tampy.
Just like his dad.
For love, man.
No,
for love.
Just like his dad. Right?
That's what I saw.
We're totally going off on tangents here.
But that's what this is about.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Go ahead.
Unicorns.
Squirrels.
Squirrel.
Squirrel Girl. Next, whatever. Anyway. There's that one theory because now that Ego is gone, Odin is gone, and then one or two other like major universe players are gone, that sort of gave the green light for Thanos to go, oh, time to get the gems. Just a theory thrown out there. Having said that, I've got maybe two gripes, but overall still love this film.
Jar Jar Binks.
Stop it. Where's the button, Phil? Where's the button?
That's a penalty warrant.
But the thing is, the overall theory of Thanos' theory of like the universe has to adjust itself, nature kind of does that already. It's got Galactuses, Phoenixes, whatever. He didn't. There was no indicator in the universe that they were about to implode. He didn't have to necessarily take out half to be that
he
virus.
He did, but he felt he had to.
That's why he's the Mad Titan because he's crazy.
But it didn't work. So he told Gamora, "Your race is kicking butt right now after what I did." But Titan didn't look so good after what he did there, right?
He didn't do it there.
Oh, didn't do it there. Is that what happened?
That's what happened. He didn't do it there, and he learned from his mistakes. Nobody wanted to listen to him. They said he was crazy.
But it's not going to happen to the entire universe, though. Maybe just his planet.
But he doesn't know that. That's why he's crazy, right?
Crazy.
He's mad.
I felt
not like angry Titan. He's mad, like
insane in the membrane.
Right. So I don't really have a problem with. I like the storyline.
I accept it.
Here's a couple problems I had. Is Scarlett Johansson had blonde hair, and that just doesn't work for me.
I'm gonna let that go.
I'm a little bit disappointed in the way they've changed Bruce Banner.
What do you mean? Just
like as Hulk, I like him as Hulk, right? Hulk went in there to charge the Mad Titan.
He doesn't, yeah.
Right, laid the smackdown on him. Then the Mad Titan stopped playing around with him and smacked him around
and a fighter,
right? You know, like
okay, one point for
Warren. We'll take 10 seconds off his penalty. But what I didn't like is when he's not the Hulk, the Banner character is becoming really weaselly, kind of like, oh my god, we got to get out of here. Like we saw it a little bit in Thor Ragnarok.
Okay,
in the first Avengers, he was like,
he's a nerd,
but in the first Avengers, he was that, you know,
I'm always angry.
No, but no? He was talking about stuff, and you felt like he was a man of character.
Mm.
While he wasn't a tough guy and he was a brainiac, right? He was the nerd, but he was definitely like a man of character when they were searching for his stuff and he's like, you want to see the other guy or something like that.
So there's a hero within.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that since Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok, you know, when he was going, Thor, what happened to me? Why are we here? Oh my God, what's this all going on? He's panicking over everything. In the first Avengers movie, he wasn't panicking over everything.
He's been through a lot.
You think it's all mental break? Is that something they're going with his character, or is this?
I'm making that up for 2 years,
and he hadn't been with Scarlet in a while. Just saying, imagine if you were seeing Scarlet, not Scarlet, Widow,
Black Widow, yeah.
Yeah, and then you were gone for 2 years. You didn't get no Widow for 2 years. How would you feel, Phil? How would you?
I'd be angry. I'd be Green Hulk, right? I'd road scan Thanos' skull back to Earth.
I'm glad you said skull.
Like, hey, I gotta go get me some Black Widow. You might be the Mad Titan, but listen here, buddy.
I'll say that way in that my one just snarky, not even snarky moment, just again, Fernando saying overall triple thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That the red herring when in the commercials, the trailers where they're all running in Wakanda going for the fight. What's Hulk doing? He's ready to, he's back there with all the rest of them. He didn't step one green toe in all of Wakanda. So I hate those little things.
Are you saying the Hulk don't like black people?
I'm saying no. It's a red herring. They created
it. It was,
trailer.
And I love. I kind of like that.
I do. And I was don't. Looking. I do, and I don't. It's one of those things. Later, you MF, or you just you did it to me again.
Or is that from their second battle?
No, because they're dead. Some of the characters in there are gone.
Are they?
Well, yeah, sort of. They're not. I know they're coming
that's
back.
That's why it's called the Infinity Wars.
They're coming back.
Doctor Strange. I knew this was gonna. See, here's the problem.
You know, you didn't know. All yeah, these I knew guys, well, all these guys.
I,
no,
I knew whoever dies is coming back.
What?
Yeah,
people who die because of the gauntlet
are coming back. Maybe
because
all
of
them.
What Doctor Strange said.
Yes, exactly.
Which part of what he said?
When he said, "I only saw one scenario where we
but
won."
He lied. Remember he said that? I remember he said that in the movie. Remember I said what none of them actually we survive. We actually no way do we win. There was
did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I could have sworn that was a line.
No, that was some dude behind you whispering
in
your ear.
I don't think so. There's about 14 million
and only one.
No,
only
right
one.
Before he died, he said that
he didn't die.
Or he when he passed away. Out.
No,
whatever.
He said,
"Why?" Stark said something along the lines, "Why did you give him the time stone?" And he said, "Because it's the only way."
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? So that says to me that Thanos, he knew that Thanos was going to wipe out half and then go back to that planet. He knew who was going to live. They're going to go back, get the Infinity Gauntlet, and restore everybody.
We have a new version of the Infinity word.
Infinity.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
But didn't the Gauntlet.
That goes on the right hand.
Hey, you want to see the right hand? Okay, get to the right hand. Justice.
But did the Gauntlet look like it was all burnt out after he flicked his fingers because they're kind of when they
well,
came,
they're going to get the time stone back and they're going to get the other stones and bring people back.
That's the end game. Whatever happens, but even the two stones, the two biggest ones, time and
soul.
No, not soul, but the reality. You can change any of this at the blink of an eye. That it kind of takes away, except there's a surprise factor with all of them dying, so many of them dying. But
I wasn't
end,
surprised.
That many.
Every time he kept saying half, mm-hmm. every time he kept saying, you know, balance the universe, I knew half the Avengers were gone.
Really?
I knew half the fighting group was gone.
I thought maybe like the other half, the right side of the universe, left side would have been
no, 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 no.
Yeah.
I knew half. I knew where the things that surprised me.
All but one of the Guardians are gone.
Yeah, right. He wiped out the Guardians.
Right. Well, they were pinching
the
button.
All the people who have been Avengers, all but the original crew, with the exception of Hawkeye, we don't know about him, are gone.
He's making cookies.
And then you have the others, you know, the end ones have come in and out, like Ant-Man.
No, they're here's the bottom line.
We don't know
it solves
Ant-Man.
It all. It's called IMDb. If you go there, you'll see that there's a Panther 2. There's a Spider-Man 2.
Well, right.
So you know
so
they're
we
coming
know
back.
That's all that's, coming. That's, there's a Guardian of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all there.
It's all there. But
that doesn't mean Gamora will come back.
Okay.
I think
back.
So.
That doesn't mean that the Asgardians and who's our guy starting to
Korg.
I'm
a little pissed. Here are the murders.
Again,
here are the
character.
Deaths. Here are the deaths that pissed me off. Korg. Loki.
He can stay down. I don't care. Loki. Yeah.
I like Loki's character.
Sure. He's the Han Solo. You know, except more. He's the reluctant warrior.
Stop with the Star Wars reference.
Why not? Hey, same family. He did the Star Wars.
Yeah, but we're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, he gets 5 minutes. I get 3.8 seconds.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know.
It ain't right, I tell you.
I kind of was bummed that what you call it died. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh,
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah, he took him out. Well, you know who he called at the end, right?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that was like a biggest mystery for like 5 minutes. Because I was still
everybody in the studio were like, they were like, "What was that?" Like afterwards, and I was like, "That was the Captain Marvel signal."
For a second, I was like, I was still in awe of the movie. I just I couldn't think. Like, okay, yeah, that's coming out. Is that this year?
I think so. I believe so.
No, not this.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe 19.
That just reminded me of something else. Man, does DC look bad now? Oh my goodness.
And with Deadpool coming out, the Deadpool trailer I saw before the thing.
It's been out, but yeah, it's awesome.
Right? It's like you're showing me Deadpool, Han Solo, and then I see the Xfinity Wars. And and it's like, DC what? Especially when Deadpool made fun of the DC. He's like, "You're so dark." Yeah, it's like you're in the DC universe.
I think they should just play it on Saturday morning now, just with next to Super Friends.
They should just go right to HBO.
Yeah, I don't know if that much. Maybe just YouTube hurting. Channel.
Maybe they can't, go, they can't go to Netflix because Marvel's got that wrapped up. Hulu?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe straight to Hulu? Maybe one of those guys on the street that gives Warren, out the DVDs.
Fernando, you should email and be like, look, I can put up a website for you called we'rejustnotgood.com.
Like, here's meh. Well, yeah. Here's meh.
Meh.
Because, yeah. I mean, if Justice League is their version of, like...
Of what I just watched?
Oh, damn. That's kindergarten PhD.
Yeah.
So, you know, who is Thanos in the DC world?
Oh, it's Darkseid.
Yeah. So they're going to go straight to Darkseid. Yeah, it is Darkseid.
What's the guy on looks like Darkseid attacking Krypton right now?
Right now? What do you mean, the TV show?
Oh, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it.
That smells funny, that show. I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
It's not that good.
But Darkseid is the big villain in DC.
Because they look the same, too. They have some
they
kind
have
of
very
same,
similar looks,
in, too. In background, they're space gods, basically.
Yeah. So that is there. But if they're going to go straight to that for their first Justice
Brainiac
League movie... No, nah. He's not a big villain.
He's like a really awesome Terminator, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to sorry, that was just a thought. Good thought.
They're screwed. Thoughts. Like, they're screwed.
Like, but they don't even have before the next Super Friends movie comes out. They're gonna do what? There's an Aquaman coming out this year, later this year, December or something. How much
and
is that gonna?
Then a Flash movie.
Is that confirmed? They're definitely.
I believe so. I think I have a date on that.
Can he carry a movie? The guy who plays Flash?
I don't know.
Man.
The TV Flash could. I don't know about the guy that got play him in the movies.
I don't like the guy. I don't like the emo Flash.
I didn't enjoy it
either. The movie comes out and it's called Emo Flash. I'll die laughing. Because that would be a perfect name for
it. What I read was it's going to be Flashpoint.
Oh, yes. I did read that.
I had a thought. Like, I have my notes here. Kind of wild, but stop it. A wild thought. What if they were all, Marvel was one complete group, and we actually had like the X-Men and Fantastic Four in Xfinity Wars?
Well, see, I was thinking about until I read something today that said that the Fantastic Four was not part of the deal.
Yes, we know that.
Well, right now,
we've talked about that, okay. But that's still.
I'm saying a what if. I'm in a what if moment.
Yeah. Right. I thought that I actually did think the Fantastic Four was going to be the anchor for the next phase, but it's not.
It could be. You never know.
Business. Well, here's what I'm scared to death of.
They have the money to buy them now. That's for sure.
my worst nightmare might have came true. my worst nightmare might have came true with this movie. Mm-hmm. Is one of the alternative theories of like where the DC, I mean the MCU is going after this, is a reset after the Infinity War.
Just new Captain America.
Just a whole
still,
new reset.
Still Steve Rogers.
Certainly
right?
Not.
And I can see it. I thought
I
that too.
I can see it with Thanos. With what Thanos just did.
Just a wipe.
The wipe, the Infinity Wars come out, part two comes out, and bam, you get this, the stone with a couple of the people that are staying.
I hope you are completely wrong.
Well, so do I, but I'm scared to death.
Here's the thing.
I won't be going to see any more of the movies.
You will. We will force you.
It's like the hot girl you have a crush on who keeps dumping you.
I quit going to the Spider-Man movies. How many of them have been rebooted? Many of you had the same villains over and over again? The Spider-Man movies were crap because they kept doing the same thing. Marvel will go down the same route, just like Sony did.
You'll eat those words, Warren.
I won't go see another Captain America. No, well, 10 years from now, maybe? 15 years from now, maybe?
I'll be dead by then.
No.
Yeah, I hope
he's going to run the board.
If God is my witness,
He's only got one lung, so it's possible.
Well, talk to Thanos. He can like snap his fingers.
No. So I'm really. I would rather go see a Squirrel Girl movie than
which
see
is coming.
A reboot of Captain America.
Sorry, I thought that was a camshaft.
No. Well, that's coming out, and also New Mutants is coming out.
Yeah, you know, I think in general, it was really good. We got a lot more to talk about this for next week too.
Are we done already? Have you just missed about?
Yeah, no, because I actually paused it for like 5 minutes too.
When Warren was talking, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't go through half my list. Shit.
I know. Shoot.
But you know I'm right.
We'll get to that next week. That's what next week's for.
This movie was meh.
Oh,
this movie was better than meh.
This is maybe the best one.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was good.
It wasn't as good as Ragnarok.
Oh my! I don't know what to say.
It was not as good as Civil War.
You're like, this is like the hottest model in the world going. You're going, I saw something under
See,
tooth.
I would like, say it was definitely better than Civil War. I was not all that.
I like the Civil War.
I liked Civil War, but I didn't think it was like. It wasn't like the whoo.
There was a lot of character development and a lot of undertones of Civil War. There was nothing but fights.
Because it had been established. It's been established. That's like, why this was...
Like,
Thanos wasn't established.
Then we got a lot of emotion. Thanos has been established since the first Avengers. We got a lot of emotion from Thanos on this one.
This is the closest we've got to Thanos being
This is the closest.
There were 2 million people in the cast.
This was a big movie. And they did... the fact that they Good gave everybody screen time and...
Yeah, Marvel, don't listen to Warren.
Yeah. Although Warren's Joe Average. We always say that. Okay. Warren is like what the average person thinks.
No, that's not an average comment. That's a below average. Joe below average.
I think he's just trying to be hateful for the show.
Yeah, he's causing drama.
Once the enthusiasm for this movie dies out in about a month, you'll start seeing that everyone agrees with me. Meh.
I'll put money on that all day, every day. Not going to happen. Say something, Phil.
We're out of here. I don't know. We'll continue this next week with Warren Duck's mouth duct tape shut. That's all I have to say about that, because there ain't no more to say about that.
Hit him with the
hashtag Team Thanos.